Hello, it's Chris. This is Sheldon. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. What happened?
We went out for tacos, me and Mike, and literally, I don't know, the next day I was sicker than a dog. So,
I'm sorry.
I have to be careful because I have allergies to like gluten, and so like I have celiac disease. So too funny because like they were gluten-free tacos, but it depends if she was like mixing, like touching stuff or like whatever she was doing. I could, or even if she didn't clean the counter properly or something. So I don't know, because I have like I'm allergic to like wheat, really bad. So
That's tough. That's tough.
yeah. So it's I eat pretty healthy because I have no choice.
But
So sometimes, like Mike will
normally.
like he wants to go out for dinner, and then I'm like I don't know because I get so scared because after it takes me 3 days to like feel better because I'm so sick. It's either coming out from one end or the other, and it's like not pretty. So.
In any
And then you
case.
get like a massive headache too, which is not pretty. So, yeah. And he's like, "Good tacos, huh? Want to go out for tacos again?" And I'm like, "No, I don't think so."
I think even without your allergies, tacos will have the ability to do that to a person.
Sometimes, depends where you go.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Taco Bell, definitely. But. We actually went to like this, it's called Guacamole, and it was actually a really nice place. So I was actually kind of shocked that I had an out, like, I got sick from it.
Yeah, you'll have to tell people. Yeah, I had an explosive experience.
Yeah. But it's not her fault. I like Mike didn't get sick at all, so it's probably just my allergy. Yeah.
That's tough.
Every time like I'll get sick and then he's like, "I feel fine." I'm like, "Yeah." So, yeah. Yeah, that's the life. So I don't have like I'm celiac, but I also can't have dairy either. So, no dairy and no wheat products. So,
Basically, no bakery.
nope. I
Pretty
can't have
much.
any cakes or anything. Like gluten-free cakes or gluten-free stuff, and some of them I can't even eat like some gluten-free stuff because it's really, for one, it tastes bad. And for two, it's really like it doesn't taste the same. Like getting like a cake. What? So, yeah. That's wrong. Have you ever had a gluten-free cake? It's dry as hell. Did
True,
you
very
have
true.
gluten-free toast? Dry as hell. Like, honestly, you have to toast the shit out of the bread because it just is not like regular bread at all. It's terrible.
Gluten-free bread. Ugh.
Yeah. Yep.
Doesn't sound fun.
No, some of the food tastes terrible. So I don't eat a lot. Like I eat a lot of vegetables, fruits, and meat. That's about it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's
So
going
are you,
on?
is it Easter at your end of the world?
What do you mean, my end of the world?
Like, is it Easter there?
Okay,
Do you guys celebrate
where,
Easter over
yeah, we
in?
do. Yeah, we do. Where do you think I
But do you
live?
celebrate it this weekend? Because it's Easter this weekend. It's Good Friday
Yeah,
today.
yeah. It's Good Friday as well.
Oh, okay.
Easter
I just
celebrate
wondered
on
because sometimes
Sundays
you're.
for everyone.
Yeah, I wondered because like sometimes you guys celebrate yours maybe like ahead, or sometimes you don't celebrate at the same time.
Really? Isn't it?
something. There's something that we don't, like, that you guys celebrate and then we don't celebrate. I think it's, like, the 4th of July. We celebrate July 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Isn't it, it's the 17th. It's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Easter
but
Sunday
today is
for
Good
you guys,
Friday.
Right? It's, yeah. It's,
how can you have to work today?
Yeah. Sadly.
Oh. I know. Yeah. Are you working on Monday?
What?
Do you have to work on Monday?
Unfortunately.
Really? You guys don't get a holiday on Monday either?
No. Sadly.
Aw. That sucks.
But yeah, but we don't over, like, we get compensated on the overall vacations we can take, so it works out.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah.
So you guys gonna do anything, you and your wife? Do you guys go for family dinner or anything?
Well, for now, I think we both really need a, you know, sit in and relax day.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Probably gonna camp in.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Have a nice dinner or something.
Probably a marathon. Yeah, probably some sort of Netflix marathon.
Oh, nice. That's
yeah.
Nice. Well,
what about
so
you?
I did read over the book. It seems okay. Like, seems okay. We didn't, like, do too much, but it seems okay. Like, what you wrote was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what do you, like, what did you want me to do? Because I'm sorry, but I was sick. But
yeah, it's fine, it's fine.
You wanted me to write some stuff about, like, what's, like, situations or things I struggled with when I was a kid, or...
Do you remember our last discussion?
Kind of. You said, like, you wanted me to write something down about, like, some kind of struggles.
What I wanted you to write about was, since we are already, you know, we're making sessions for each section one, right?
Yes.
So what we discussed last time, that we're just going to do section ones, and then we'll do section twos in the end, like once the section ones are done for each
one. Okay.
Okay. The reason why we're doing that is first because section one are in line with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And section two is what you learn from them. So what we don't have much on right now are especially our section twos. We don't have an idea of what you learn from each experience and how you, integrated that experience into your kids' lives or in your life as a parent.
Well, I couldn't really tell you about, like, because I didn't have anybody to, like, teach me how to be a parent or anything, so, like, I didn't have those kind of skills, but, like, when I had kids, their dad, like, I was with their dad for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's older than me. He is 8 years older than me, and so he was, like, a very hard worker, and so, like, being around him a lot, like, taught me that, like, you know, he encouraged me to go to school and stuff like that. After the kids were born, I went to school when Erica was, I think she was, like, almost a year old. And then after I had Austin, I still managed to go to school. I had Austin in June, and I had the summer off, and then I went back to school in September. So, mostly, like, I went to school, like, even though, like, I had kids, I was home for a year with Erica. I spent the year at home with Erica, and then after I went off to school, even though I was pregnant with Aust, I had him in June, and then I had the summer off, and then I went back in September, and so between, like, he actually, like, you know, he had a very structured life. He had very good parents. So, like, I learned a lot from him. We had we had a good life. Like, you know, he worked really hard and stuff like that. But he really encouraged me to, like, you know, go to, you know, get a career and, like, you know, go back to school and stuff like that. So I was,
What happened?
I kind of, like, learned, huh?
What happened?
Oh, he cheated on me. So, yeah, so after my kids were born, after Austin was born, he was actually cheating on me when I was pregnant. And then after Austin was born, this girl called me and told me that he, like, they've been together for over a year. He was cheating on me. He was actually at his brother's house. So, anyways, and then after that, it ended our relationship. And we always put the kids first. Like, even to this day, like, we're good friends. Like, he calls me. He's, you know, he'll come, like, he's going to come and visit me with the kids and stuff. Like, we've plotted each other's death lots of times. But at the end of the day, we've always put our kids first, regardless. He's done some mean things to me, but at the end of the day, like, we love our kids. So, you know, we've always been able to, yeah. So I mostly learned a lot of things from him. And then once we broke up, I pretty much hated God for, like, ever.
Until you met.
I didn't, like, I really, like, dated and stuff, but, like, I was a single mom most of the time. I partied a lot when I was, like, younger, in my 20s. And I would only do it when I didn't have the kids, because every other weekend the kids would go over to their dad's house. So, like, I could go out and party and, like, do whatever I wanted to.
Oh.
But, so, yeah, like, nothing really, I really do, like, even though I'm very grateful to the kids' dad, because he did teach me a lot. Still to this day, like, every Sunday, he has a routine. He is like the we call him, like, Mr. Clean man, because he cleans up the house on Sundays. He goes grocery shopping and stuff like that. And still to this day, me, Erica, and Austin, we are, like, even though we all live separately, Sunday, Austin's cleaning his house, Erica's cleaning her house. We all call each other, what are you doing? And everybody knows, like, even Al, like, we are all doing the same thing, because that's just our routine. Like, that's just what we do. Sundays, we clean the house, we do laundry, we go grocery shopping, and we chill, right?
That's sweet.
So it's funny that, like, all of us have learned that, and that's just because, like, Al taught me, and then I taught the kids, and that's just what we do, right? So,
but,
yeah.
Chris, I'm going to pause you there for a minute. Okay. The thing is, it's a lot of information. I do get that. But what we have to do, in order to write this book, I'm going to need sessions with you related to sections. Okay.
Okay.
Like, can you open the outline at this time?
Yeah, hold on.
Let me know when you have it open.
You just sent me the book, right?
Yeah. If you want the outline again, I can send it to you again. Or do you have it?
I know you sent me once. I just can't remember which one is.
Oh, well, you can search, just, you know, you can type and not perfect?
No, I have, like, not perfect, but I have all of the books, but I don't have the outline, like, recent ones.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying just go into your mailbox and search not perfect, and you should get a list of emails.
Do you know what day you sent me the outline to that? Because I have it on... I have March the 16th, 9th.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I have the 17th, the 21st.
So let me find it.
The 5th, the 6th, and the 11th.
Draft. We have another draft. Outline. It's on the... It's on March... 30th, I think.
March 30th?
Yeah, you should find an email for me, hopefully. Actually, I have an idea. I have a better idea. Let me just, there we go.
I only have like March 21st. March 21st, I have
it. I am actually going to make your life easier and just forward the email again.
Sorry, Sheldon.
It's okay.
My phone only gives me so much email, too.
One perfect outline. Send. Wow. Hall, Chris Hall. Send.
Oh, Allah's Jewish, too. So Allah's very, like, cheap. Like, he's very, I wouldn't say he's cheap, though. Like, but he's very, like, thrifty, right? So,
yes,
so, like, I learned those kind of skills. So, like, I know how to save. Like, let me tell you, I know how to save money. like, nobody else does. Because of him.
Yes, you can write it in your, resume, skills, saving money.
Yeah. You never break a bill. Like, you never break a bill. You always use your change up. And it's funny because now, because of the bank cards, you don't, like, a lot of people carry cash.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do that anymore, right? But, like... That would be forbidden. Like, you just don't do that. Like, you have to have cash.
Mm-hmm.
And you never break a bill until it's absolutely possible.
Uh-huh. I understand. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah. So, like, I learned a lot from him, like, saving money and, like, how to shop and stuff like that. Like, skills that I never learned because I didn't really have anybody to teach me those, right?
Yep. I see. By the way, did you receive my email? Latest at this time.
Yeah, I got it.
Cool. Open the outline.
Hmm?
Open the outline?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. So, confirm me.
Uh-huh.
Guard open?
Yep.
Cool. So, since we are pretty much into chapter 2, okay? So chapter 2, section 1 is done. We can either do, it now depends on you. Okay, do you want us to do section 1 and 2 together, or do you just want to do section 1s for now?
Maybe we'll just do, like, well, I think section 1 we're okay, but, like, maybe we can just start on section 2.
Okay, so for section 2, how to deal with life struggles and evolve from hate and negativity. Let's talk on this so the writers have something to talk about. You can read a small description that people already have given, So let's talk on that.
Okay, so I'm just gonna say this from like, as I was growing up, I never ever thought that I was like different, right? Even though I came from, as weird as it may sound, even though I came from like a dysfunctional family, I never really thought of myself as like a problem, like, or see different. Like, even though I knew that my dynamics were different, I never really, like, I was just a kid, right? Like every other kid. And I didn't really talk about, like, I never really talked about things about my family to anybody or anything like that. I was just a regular kid, right? Until I was like in high school. Well, not really in high school. I think it was in Ella, like in grade six or seven, when I had to go and start sleeping at my friend's house because I moved back home with my mom, and she kept kicking me out of the house when she got angry. So I had no place to live. So I would have to go and spend the night at my friend's house until my mom decided to be normal again, and then she would call me to tell me to come back home when she was like in a better mood. So like my friend kind of knew, like my mom like realized that, like, because I went to the same school, so she kind of knew that, like, that I moved back home with my mom, and like she kind of knew that there was like an issue, but like we didn't really talk about it. She just like, it's okay, Chris, you can just stay at my house tonight. But as I got older, that's when I started seeing like my dynamics, as I started getting older in life. When, like, even though I worked so hard to like get past everything and like be normal, you know what I mean? Like go to school like everyone else, get a job and stuff like that. I started to realize that like people were like seeing me that like I didn't add up to like the standards. Do you know what I mean? And then I started having people tell me that like I'm not good enough, or I'm not like, I don't like fit into society, doctors, teachers, like it was literally people outside telling me that I wasn't good enough. So then that's the where like the dynamic was like not with me. I was just living my life like I, you know, sure I had like, you know, different like dynamics, but like it didn't really bother me. That was just my family. Like I wasn't ashamed or anything. Like I had nice friends. I went out just like every other kid. And as I got older, yeah, I had kids when I was young, but people were always like judging me. That's, I think, like as I started getting older, that's when like the whole judging was started, like as the outside world started like saying, okay, you're not good enough, right? It wasn't me. My teacher like would put me aside, and she would be like, she would tell me like certain things about myself, and then ask me questions about my family. And I thought that was strange, but I just like moved on from it. But then my doctor, we always had discussions, and like obviously it was very warped relationship. And then this plastic surgeon who wanted to tell me that I would never add up to be his girlfriend, pretty much laid in. So that's the part where people think like it's you, but it's not you. Like I came from a bad family, but I didn't I didn't like become them. You know, I their habit was never my habit, nor did I like I had good friends. Like I had like good jobs. I met good people along the way. So I didn't really, you know what I mean? But as I started to get older, then I started to realize that, like, I'm going to tell you, I was a nanny for a lady. She was very rich. And I was a nanny for her for over three years. Mm-hmm. And I had two young kids. And then she was like, Chris, I moved to the neighborhood. I actually rented a place from a lady, and I was in the same neighborhood, but it was in her house. And my kids started going to the same school, and I started having trouble at the school because I was a single mom with two kids, and the lady that I was working for, I'd already worked for her for 2.5 years and was raising her two twins. She literally had to go over to the school and tell them to knock their shit off because they were treating my kids terribly. My poor kid was like outside in the snow at recess time with no gloves. And it was just, I was just in a wrong neighborhood. But these people were very wealthy, and I was a single mom living in a basement apartment with two kids in this lady's house. And so, like, it was not pretty. So my boss, actually, I was taking her kids to school, and her oldest son, and she literally had to go over to the school to tell them to, like, behave themselves, more or less, and leave me alone because I was her nanny for over 2.5 years already, and I'm, like, a wonderful mom. So, like, do you see how that is pretty sad when somebody has to defend you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how my life has been, right? And, I have, like, this personality, too. Like, I'm very friendly, and I look young. So people have, like, taken advantage of that, right?
By the way, talking about young, you still haven't mentioned that. The conversation we had last time. I'm still not buying that you look like your kid. You said you look like your sister.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, even ask Mike, how old do I look? See?
People thought I was her father.
Yeah, so Mike, yeah, literally, we had a plumber that came over, and it was fixing our plumbing thing, and then the guy gave me the receipt, and me and Austin and Erica were there, and he goes, Mike was just, like, on the other room, and he's like, okay, just give this receipt to your dad, and then I was like, okay, no problem, I will, Daddy. And Mike's like, are you fucking kidding me? So. And he's like, oh, my God, are you serious? He's like, I would never, like, you guys look like sisters and brothers. And I was like, yep. Yeah. I look really young.
It's funny.
Yeah. But I think now I'm starting to look a little bit older.
Why?
Oh,
who tries to look older at 40?
No, I think, like, now I'm starting to, like, not, like, I like, starting to, like, look a little bit older.
Uh-huh.
Like, not as young. Yeah.
Of course, you're 40. What do you expect?
Well, you know, you try to be young as long as you can, right?
Yep.
So, but, yeah. I've always like looked, but my family, like, we have good genes. Like, even my aunts, even though they're older, they look pretty young.
So it's good genes.
Yeah.
Cool.
We have good skin.
So, by the way, well, getting back to the topic, so how to deal with life struggles as far as we are going currently in this discussion. You have told us about the struggles, okay? But tell me about how you dealt with those.
I've actually been pretty fortunate. Like, I've always had, like, somebody to, like, defend me in a sense. So I've been lucky like that. I hate confrontation. Like, I am so not the type of person to argue with anyone. I've kind of been lucky in a way to have, like, good people around me that have always been like, don't treat Chris like that or whatever. But that's one of being highly sensitive. I hate confrontation. Like, I absolutely will avoid it at all costs. And because of that, I have more confrontation than an average individual.
I do understand that. That does happen.
Yeah, because, like, people just want to try to piss you off. Like, I don't get it. I really don't get it. But, like, people want to like, see you, like, react. And because I don't, and I would just rather walk away, I just don't. But, like, I think because, and this is where, like, I want in the book people to understand that, like, highly sensitive people, we got that way because of how we were brought up. I was brought up in such a chaotic world. I don't know, like, how much you can put in, but, like, the chaoticness in my life, like, I will tell you, my dad and his brothers would stab each other for the last beer. So if my uncle or if anybody, like, any of my family, you drank their last beer and they have, like, drunk, like, it would be nothing to pick up a knife and stab somebody in the leg or in the shoulder. And then later on, they would take each other to the hospital and then they would laugh about it. That was just, like, normal. Like, that's just normal, right? So, like, when you are brought up in that kind of atmosphere,
that's
you're on eggshells because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And, like, you don't speak your mind. You learn to, like, you learn to just cope, like, learn coping mechanisms to stay alive, in a sense, within your own family, right? So when you get older, you, like, the drama that's outside is very petty, like, and you just don't have, like, I honestly don't have the tolerance of, like, everyday people, like, gossiping or, like, the small things, because I've dealt with so much in my life that I don't want that kind of nonsense in my life anymore. Like, so I just avoid it, and, like, I would, even when I was younger, like, people would gossip back work or something, and I wouldn't talk to those people. I would just do my job and just, like, and people would be like, oh, Chris is antisocial, but I'm not. Like, I just, if you talk to me, I'll talk to you, but, like, I kind of, like, stay in a bubble, in a sense, and, like, I'm very selective of who I speak to, who I hang out with, and stuff like that. But it's not because I'm weird. It's just because I've been through so much in my life that you just don't want to, like, you don't want the drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want that extra effort.
Yeah, like, you just want to live in a peaceful, like, honestly, as I grew up, I just want to live in a peaceful world. And that's how I create my life. I create it as peaceful as possible. And the reason why I do that is because my life was so chaotic and crazy when I was a kid that's why, you know what I mean? That's why we're extra sensitive, right? And, you know, I vibe out on people. So I kind of, it's kind of a unique tactic that nobody really understands unless you've actually, you know, actually been in that kind of situation. It's not that we're weird. It's not that people are strange. Like, you know, it's not anything like that. People don't understand the dynamics of the chaoticness of the lifestyle that you just don't want that for yourself anymore. Like, you minimize any kind of drama in your life whatsoever.
But it's also that people can't really help that because they can't just understand by looking at you that you have to go through so much.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, like, it's not their fault, but, like, that's why, like, I was like, one way I want to write a book about it, because I want people to understand that, like, if you see somebody not talking to you or, like, a little bit shy at work, why pick on that girl? Why cause her more grief, right?
Yeah.
Why can't you just understand maybe that person is just not like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can understand that person is just different, and that's okay to be different. You don't have to be like everyone else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I want to understand. I want people to understand that, like, the reason why you're so different, like, and the struggles that you come with as a child, you are different as an adult. You know, the way that you walk and talk and, you know, drama and stuff like that, you avoid these things for, not because you're weird, you do that because of it's like a tactic, it's like a coping skill for someone.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. So
yeah, like, I could tell you some pretty scary stuff about my family, but, like, I don't know, like, how much you want to indulge, right?
Pretty sure since we're writing this book, I am going to have to indulge in everything.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I mean, like, so that's just, like, that's just my dad's, like, I didn't get to see him too often, but, like, that's my dad's side of the family. Like, those people were crazy, like, they would literally stab each other for, like, a case of beer and then laugh about it later. Like, and then they would go to the hospital and be like, who stabbed you? And then they would be like, yeah, he did. Are you want to press charges? No. Like, it's my brother. Like, that's just the way they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then my cousins were like that, like, you steal drugs from them and stuff like that. Yeah, it takes nothing for them to break your arm or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just life, and, you know, or robbing you. Like, there's No, but, like, there's people in our family that would come for dinner, and you would strip search them before they left your house, because they're thieves.
Wow. Like, the cousin that tried to,
like,
steal your stuff, right?
Yeah, but, like, there's certain people in your family that when they come for dinner, you're like, okay, frisk, and, like, you would pat them down. Just, like, there's some people in my family that are alcoholics. They would literally sneak in alcohol into your house because you know that you don't drink. Put it in your toilet, you know, like, when you lift up the case in your toilet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And keep it cold in there, and then just keep going back and forth all through the evening.
Wow, that's a lot of effort. One, I don't drink, but two, even if I did, that's a lot of effort.
But, like, then people are like, obviously we know that you're drinking in the toilet because you're going in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Weird.
it just, yeah, or like when you're at a family dinner and people start throwing food or like, it's crazy. Like, I lived in such a chaotic atmosphere that, you know, I don't even when people reminisce about, like, the past or, like, oh, when I was a child, I can't even relate to those people because my childhood experience was so, like, so different. You know what I mean?
Yep. Whenever you
so there's
that,
no
like,
conversation.
Let's talk about childhood or, you know, childhood stories, and you're like, oh, no.
No, like, I could never, like, people would be like, oh, my God, that happened to you when you were a kid. Like, they would feel so bad for you. Like, but I don't have any good memories. Like, I can't remember a pleasant memory. Like, I can't remember, like, going to the to a park and playing with other kids because I just, all my memories are, like, something tragic because that's what I saw, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. True.
So it changes. It changes who you are.
So how did you, like, again, getting back to the original thing, like the outline says, evolve from hate and negativity. How did you manage to do that?
It's hard. Like, I struggle with that still to this day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't add up to the world, but like it's a constant struggle within yourself to always I've been to therapies tons of times, and like I have to literally, that's why those skills that like I did for 21 days,
mm-hmm.
I have done them my whole entire life. It's like I had to reprogram myself every single day of my life to know that I'm a better person. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because my two people that were supposed to love me unconditionally, I never got. So I have, like, a loss of identity. I always have to, like, do affirmations. I have to, like, learn. Like, I had to learn to love myself, and still to this day, I still have to, like, it's something that I have to do on a consistent basis because I struggle with that.
I see. So, got it. I think we have enough for section two. What do you think?
Yeah.
Cool. By the way, although I did ask you this before as well, I'm not sure what happened, but what are your thoughts on the book cover? Because you said you didn't have any thoughts back then.
Oh, yeah. I told you I'm open to it because I'm not really sure. Like, I'm totally open to it. Even the title, like this one, I wanted to call it Not Perfect,
mm-hmm.
but like the title to the other book, if you have suggestions, I would be open to that because I'm not sure if I should keep the title the same, like if it's a good title or not. I just wanted to.
I understand that you're open to it, but what do you have in mind for the title? Do you have any ideas?
For the second book, I just made, like, Better You in 30 Days. Like, what I called it is what the only title that I could think of. And it's just literally, like, the basis of, like, you know, kind of, like, getting by. That's kind of, like, how I got by in life. For most of my life, right? And then now, as I grow older, like, I've also learned, like, new skills, right? So that's why I've made that book. I made that book just because those are the skills that I have learned. And those, I find, are just, like, the basics of, like, becoming a better person, right?
I see. So,
so I'm not,
like, again,
so the title that I did, I kind of just, I don't mind it at all, but
the titles are good.
I never, huh?
The titles are good. I'm not talking about the
title.
Yeah,
I did like it.
I'm not talking about the titles. What I'm talking about is the cover.
The cover, I'm not sure, like, I'm not even sure what I should, like, do for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, how about, well, we can arrange a call for the next draft. How about we sit down and talk about the cover?
Okay, I would be up to it. I just don't, like, I'm not really sure what, like, I have no, I haven't even really, I've thought about it. Like, I'm just, like, I have no idea what it should be or look like or anything, so.
I'm
not sure if it should just be, like.
Bare minimum can have a lot of options, but.
Like, I'm not sure if it should just be words with, like, a nice graph, like, graphic design in the background,
mm-hmm.
or, like, something catchy or, like, relevant to the topic.
Mm-hmm. I do get that. How about we both come up with ideas for the next call and we discuss it over? How does that sound?
Okay, and maybe I'll, like, go online to you and just, like, kind of, like, see, kind of, like, maybe see if there's books out there that maybe I kind of, like
similar
titles
vibes
or something.
Yeah. It doesn't have to relate to the title. The book cover has to relate to the storyline.
Okay.
Or basically the genre of the text. Like, Your Better Me in 30 Days, it's about being healthy.
I do love the color yellow. So if you, so whatever we put in, it's my favorite color. Yellow is my favorite color. So if there's a little bit of yellow in it, that would be good.
I can do that for Better Me in 30 Days, but I think Not Perfect is going to have a rather dark, you know, cover, because it's kind of
good. Yeah, but the 30-day one, I would like to, like, put a little bit of yellow in it. But
okay,
I'm not really
give
sure.
Me an idea,
like,
give me an idea on, because 30 isn't complete yet, but we're still working on it. So you have, actually, let me open the outline if I have it. Hopefully. So you have eating better food, exercise, and mental health. That's basically three things in it, right?
Yeah.
That's the basis of it. Okay. So I think we can do, you know, a cut of three pieces. Like, the book cover can have, like, vertically three lines crossing it, showing three situations. So one where, let's say someone is jogging, that's physical, that covers your physical health, okay, on a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
That covers the yellow for you as well. And
mm-hmm.
then some healthy-looking food in the middle. Okay, that covers your food. Then
mm-hmm.
there's mental health. We can show some person, or if you want to put yourself there, we can show you in, you know, some sort of zen state. Because
I'm not sure.
Basically, the book cover is supposed to reflect the content. That is what makes
the
sense.
The context.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is what I just had on the top of my head. So I said it. But that's what I'm saying. We can think of ideas and then you can discuss this on the next call. That's no problem.
Okay, so let me look through. I'll, like, look at some books and stuff during the weekend, too,
mm-hmm.
and see if I can, like, find something that kind of, like, intrigues me, and then maybe, like, tell you about it.
Okay.
And see.
Cool. And did you get to talk to Ethan as well? Or
hmm?
Did you get another chance.
No, I didn't talk to Ethan. He did call me, and then the Wendy, I was actually, some people were here, they were coming in, and then I was like, I can't talk to you right now. And then he was going to call me back, but I'm not sure, I don't think he did. We did talk the one day, and then he said he would call me back. So he, but it's so expensive for the thing. And he said that you can get it on your own. So I did look it up. I have to get an international one, or do I have to get a Canadian one? Like, is it, you have, the best one is international, right?
Yeah, the, it's usually recommended that you get international, because just having Canada, that means anyone can copy your work outside of your local laws.
Okay. So I did look at, I did look it up. He did send me some stuff, and I did look it up.
Mm-hmm.
So he said I can get it myself, and then I said, okay. So he did send me some information, and it is, it's not that expensive, actually. Like, if I got it myself, it's not that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't quite sure, like, when he sent me the price, he gave me, like, a breakdown of, like, different kinds of, like, he said that it was, like, the cover and, hold on, let me see if I can pull up his email.
Okay.
Because it says, like, other things, and I was, like, I thought I paid for that. So
I don't think it's just the rights that you get. There's a lot into that package as well, from what I know.
Yeah. So I thought he was only talking about, because it was like $3,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was only talking about just getting the, what you would call it, the price, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out that on the email, it says that it's broken down into, like, different sections.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm paying for, like, other services.
I do understand. I do understand.
So I'm like, I'm...
Uh-huh. No problem on that, no problem on that. You can actually discuss everything. Is, if you want to put something off that, that's also a possibility.
Yeah, because, but then I wanted to discuss it. I was like, oh, I thought I already get that in my package. So that's why I was confused, because I'm paying for, like, extra stuff that I might already have. I can't find his email.
You can't find his email?
Yeah. His email didn't come through to a regular email. Oh, here it is. Okay. So, okay, so he gave me this stuff for the copyright. Okay, so this is what he said. He said that the manuscript, right, and then the book cover design art.
Mm-hmm.
The audio ship certificate, and then the barcode registration, and a patent to the Library of Congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So the book cover and design art, I thought I already got that, because when I went to Daniel.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor? Can you forward me that email?
Yeah.
I'll discuss it over with him, and I'll make sure he gives you a call. Probably made a mistake in, you know, understanding what you already have.
Okay.
Yeah. Ethan's not known to do that, but
that's
weird.
So so out of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I have, though? Because do I have the manuscript? And
wait,
I have
well,
the book cover
something.
Art.
Let me actually confirm something for you. Let me open that up. Okay.
So all I would have needed is to get the barcode. Wouldn't I was supposed to just get the barcode?
No, actually, problem is, I'll be very straight with you, okay? Right now, what I have for you is you can, it's writing of two to 300 pages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For each of your book, you can add up to 20 pictures if you want. You get unlimited revisions. And
yeah. But I don't really think I'm going to, like, honestly, like, with this generation, does it really, like, do people really want to see pictures?
No, I'm just saying you can add pictures just if it's an option.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it. It's just an option.
Yeah.
You have the book cover,
no,
and you do have the book cover, okay? And you have publishing.
Publishing.
Also, you also get an ebook cover for both of your books.
Yeah.
That's what you have right now. In terms of the copyrights and ISBN, that is something you are required to have. Because it's not a problem to get the ISBN. The ISBN is fine. Eventually, you'll get it. You'll have to get it for publishing purposes, of course.
But it says here, like, it was only $450 just to get that. But, like, with everything, it was going to be, like, almost $3,000. So, like, I was just like, why am I paying for, like certain things, right?
That's why I'm saying forward me the email so I can actually talk to him. Because,
okay.
Yeah, once I have the email, I'll have something to, I'll read it up and I'll talk to him about why he sent that. Usually, Ethan just, it's to the point talk with him. So, I'm not sure what he did there. Could have been a mistake.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah. So
that's why,
my way.
Like, I know he's gonna call me back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna send you the list because it's not letting me forward it. I think it's because it's in spam. So I'll just send you the list. Hold on.
Yeah, you can just send me the document that's attached, or whatever breakdown he's giving you.
Yeah, I just sent it to you through text. It's easier because his is in spam and it's not letting me forward it. So the breakdown's there. I gave it to you in the text.
Okay, let me see. I have it here. Why has he done that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
So, Shell, if you can just, like, I don't know if you talk to him or whatever, but if you do, just, like, explain to him and then just give me, like, a price about what I actually need. Because that's why I actually was going to talk to you about it, because I was like, what do
I
actually have?
The first two things you have, I'll be very honest with you. I'll be very clear and honest with you. You have the manuscript and you have the book cover art design.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So let me talk to him, let me confirm, because I do have an idea of how these things work, but I don't have a clear-cut idea on copyrights. So let me talk to him,
and
then I'll get back to you on this, okay? Probably I'll
okay,
get
no
back
problem.
To you either today or on Monday, okay?
Yeah, no problem, no worries.
Cool. So I'll just talk to Ethan and let you know, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Anything else you want from me right now, Chris? Or are we good?
No, no, I'm good. Yeah.
Perfect.
Have a good Easter.
Yeah, you too. You too. I'll probably either call you in within 2 hours, or if not, I'll be
We're
calling you on
Monday.
We're
getting a new puppy. We're going to pick up our new puppy show.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to get
a
new puppy.
Send me a picture.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
cool.
We're going to get a new boy, a boy puppy for our
That's
other puppy
nice.
Because our other puppy is sad. She doesn't have anyone to play with, so we feel bad. So we called up the breeder again and asked them if she had any more puppies, and then she said yeah, she was gonna have another litter. So
cool.
She said that, like, we could have one of the dogs. So we're gonna go pick the puppy up.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that we have, her name is Baby, and then Boss. We're going to call this one Boss. So.
Cool. That's nice.
So we have Baby and Boss.
Nice. Send me a picture when you put the dog, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Cool.
He's cute.
Now I look forward to seeing him.
Well, have a good weekend.
You too.
Huh?
You too. I look forward to seeing the dog.
Okay. Well, our dog is only like 5 months old.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Baby is really sweet. She's the cute puppy.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Do you have any pets?
I do have a cat.
Oh, nice. We used to have cats.
I have a Persian purple coat cat that's gray.
Oh, those are really pretty.
Yeah, but...
Those are like the Cottonelle cats, aren't they? Like those ones?
Yeah, but it's just
My God, they're
the name's
so
Luna.
Cute.
Her name is Luna, and she's just... It's more or less like...
Oh.
You can say Luna doesn't like any sort of interaction. She'll play with you from afar.
Oh.
If you have something to throw for her or some kind of ribbon, that's fine. If you touch Luna, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm not happy anymore.
You have to brush those cats a lot, though, don't you?
Yeah.
They get really furry.
Yeah, the scratches are fine. Scratches are fine. They love the scratch. But if you, aside from that, just keep your distance.
Aw, those are beautiful cats, though.
Yeah. How many years is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4.5.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been raising it since it was the size of my hand, like my palm.
Aww. That's cute.
Well, Chris, I have to run as well. We'll catch up in
You're
a
busy?
While. Yeah, well, it's still a work day. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to talk to Ethan as
but
well.
But tennis is over there. Is it late? Is it almost time for you to go, or?
It's not late, but it's still my work hours, but I have to get other things done as well.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'll send you a picture of baby. You'll see how our dog. She's cute.
I look forward to it. Chris,
then we're
gonna.
Vegan.
You
too. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.